From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says the health care overhaul bill will cut the U.S. deficit by $130 billion over the first 10 years. He says the Congressional Budget Office is his source. The CBO is expected to release its official estimate of the cost of the bill today. That estimate, $940 billion. President Obama continues to push for support for the initiative, making a rare appearance last night on Fox News.
The key is to make sure that we vote, we have a vote on whether or not we're going to maintain the status quo or whether we are going to reform the system.
A House vote on health care is expected within the next 3 days. President Obama is due to sign into law today the jobs bill that Congress passed yesterday. Democrats say the bill will put 250,000 people to work. It's the first of what's expected to be several jobs bills this election year. Secretary of Education Arne Duncan is seeking support from Capitol Hill in the administration's effort to rewrite the No Child Left Behind law. NPR's Larry Abramson reports Duncan calls the law broken.
Duncan told the education committees in the House and Senate, No Child Left Behind has encouraged the dumbing down of standards by states. He wants to set higher standards while giving states more flexibility in reaching those goals. Republican Congressman Pete Hoekstra of Michigan said supporters of No Child Left Behind also said they were giving states more flexibility.
But what No Child Left Behind did is it went through the ideas that came up from the grassroots level, and they said, we're going to accept some, and we're going to leave some of the others by on the wayside, and then we will tell local school districts what they must.
Other lawmakers question whether schools could handle new demands when they're facing growing budget pressures. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.
The number of people applying for unemployment benefits for the first time fell slightly last week. The Labor Department says initial claims fell by 5,000. The government also reports consumer prices were essentially flat in February. The Labor Department reports the core consumer price index rose by 0.1%. Memphis rock icon Alex Chilton has died. The singer, songwriter, and guitarist died relatively young at 59. And as NPR's Ina Jaffe reports, he began his career young.
Alex Chilton was just 16 years old when he recorded The Letter as a member of the Box Tops, and it rose to number one.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train.
In the 1970s, he formed a power pop group called Big Star. The band recorded three albums that developed a cult following, but didn't sell well. Since then, many bands have cited Big Star as an important influence, including Wilco, the Posies, the Bangles, and the Replacements, who even wrote a song called Alex Chilton. Big Star reunited in the 1990s and...
This is NPR. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is in Moscow for discussions on a variety of fronts. She and top Russian officials are trying to overcome remaining differences as they close in on a new treaty to reduce nuclear weapons arsenals. Clinton will also meet with the so-called Quartet of Mideast Peacemakers. That's the U.S., Russia, the United Nations, and the European Union. 2.5 weeks of college basketball frenzy begins in about 2.5 hours. The NCAA men's tournament opens with 64 teams vying for the title and millions of Americans competing for office pool supremacy. NPR's Tom Goldman has a March Madness preview.
It is billed as the most inclusive of major college sporting events. 64 teams in the opening round, supposedly with a chance to win the championship. In reality, only a handful have that opportunity. Since the tournament expanded to 64 25 years ago, number one seeded teams have won the title 15 times. This year, the top seeds from the tournament's four regions are Kansas, Kentucky, Duke, and Syracuse. Yesterday, a reminder that the tournament isn't completely stocked with what the NCAA likes to call student athletes. The U.S. Secretary of Education called for men's college basketball teams to be banned from postseason play if they fail to graduate 40% of their players. By that standard, 12 teams from the tournament beginning today would be ineligible. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 25 points. The NASDAQ is basically flat. The S&P is actually flat, all responding to today's major economic indicator reports. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.